This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
You may not immediately think of a connection between the island nation of Cuba and the Green Mountain State of Vermont. But Annie McKay, owner and director of Big Town Gallery in Rochester, sees many similar ties, like the connection to the working landscape, the vibrant arts and rich culture, tenacity, resilience. McKay has pulled together both vintage images of the country, its people, and landscape, as well as recent ones from many area photographers to create the exhibit Viva Cuba. And she joins us now to talk about the show and how it resonates with Vermonters. Annie, thanks.
Hi, Mary.
The Viva Cuba photography exhibit features 9 different photographers who either recently or in the recent past visited Cuba and took these photos. Are any of them local photographers?
Well, some of the people I was aware of, having gone to Cuba, that are kind of within our area, I wanted to make sure that I could at least include as many people locally as I could possibly do.
And I understand a couple of the photographers are from Cuba.
Cuba has a very rich history of photographers. They've long leaned on this medium for representing their causes. So the whole show became about the history of Cuba, the revolution, and art, which was a perfect way for me to just sort of explore the topic through these 9 photographers.
In many of the images taken by several different photographers, they all seem to feature those iconic American-made cars. Tell me more about that, and what's been patrons' reactions to those photographs?
They just sort of set the stage for this beautiful city that's been suspended in time and in significant disrepair. But through these very old American cars, you get to feel the history of Cuba. And there's this, a moment of enormous recognition that at some point in time, this was an extraordinarily vibrant country. It was considered the Paris of the Caribbean. It had beautiful architecture. It had enormous wealth traveling there. And then I think to those of us, and particularly maybe even to Vermonters, this whole idea that, I mean, it's not just to Vermonters, it's to everybody really, this idea that you would be able to keep something going that long through actually really extraordinary circumstances. They represent really the tenacity also of the Cuban people and their amazing resourcefulness.
And sort of in contrast to those bright images of 1950s American cars on the streets of Havana, I'm thinking of the photographs from Virginia Behan, who teaches at Dartmouth College. And she's taken a lot of photographs of the geography, in particular the coastline, where so many thousands of Cubans have taken a raft and attempted that 90 miles to Florida. They're beautiful photographs to look at, but they have so much weight.
They are disarming, yep, because they're beautiful images, and this is the power of the exhibition. The whole idea behind photographing that particular location is this incredible vista, this incredible view. This is where they're setting their balseros, their boats, and that's the view that these refugees essentially are putting in their mind. That's, they're setting off on that course. So it is a very beautiful, very haunting image. And those little lights represent the hope of reaching at some point that shoreline and those lights of salvation in a way.
And what conversations do you hope people are having as they leave the Big Town Gallery after seeing Viva Cuba?
So much about the show is about revolution in a certain sense, and it is also about tenacity and resiliency. And I, that's a kind of a theme for Vermont in a way. So I think that in many ways, Vermonters really have a very interesting time going through the exhibition. When they come to Susan Bank's body of work that's taken in the rural center of Cuba, there's a lot there that they can relate to. For some, it's really like a true, very austere, very connected relationship to the land. This feeling of cherishing what we have and making the most of it. So we're in such a global time right now that I think we're all really fascinated with how they will fit into it. And I think Vermonters kind of feel the same way. How do we fit into the grand scheme of things? There's been sort of a strong connection, I think, to this idea of the working landscape and getting that going again, and sort of a cultural connection that I think that we can relate to.
Annie, thanks for telling us more about the photographs in the Viva Cuba exhibit and for the connections that Vermonters share.
Thanks so much, Mary. I really appreciated it.
That's Annie McKay, owner and director of Big Town Gallery in Rochester. Several of the photographers in the Viva Cuba exhibit will give talks coming later in June and July, and you can find more details at vpr.net.